it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
My frustration has subsided on this. It's nearly like it's like howling at the moon. It's like trying to influence something that has already been set on a course, and it's a medico-legal course, and it's decisions made to mitigate an economic impost from outside of the game, or from inside the game, but from outside of the game for players that have had concussive effect. We can say what Alia's doing, and we can see that he's trying to kick it, and we can, but then other persons that are tackled are trying to break that tackle. So you've got to apply a little bit more force and try and stop them from disposing of the football. That's what a tackle is. I don't agree with the direction we've taken. I agree on protecting the head, but there are going to be some times when the head makes contact with the ground in a tackle. I don't think Jack Higgins can get off, given the template and the matrix that we've set up and the precedent that has been set. Maybe he gets down from severe to high, but even then, has he tackled a player who is more predisposed to a concussion than another? So therefore, the severity changes the penalty to the person that is tackling. Two, there's other circumstances here that Alia went back onto the field after being concussed 12 months ago. So the doctor's going to be even more cautious about sending him back on. So maybe that was a precaution of not sending him back on, but that affects the severity of the impact. And Higgins has to wear all of this. I'm done with it, to be honest. And to hear even Kingy saying like he should get off when Kingy's been advocating around the protecting the head, and I understand that, but I just think playing the game is tough. These decisions that are made in split seconds are tough. Unless you've been in that position, you don't know how click of the fingers, blink of an eye, this needs to be done, and yet we are still the impost on players and the decisions we're expecting them to make when you're coming opposite from 180 degrees into a ground level ball, when you're going to an aerial contest like Toby Green, when you're tackling a player. It's almost impossible to find the margins, to stay within the margins with the way the game is being set up at the moment.
I found it so interesting. And it's, we understand, as Nathan said, we understand why we've arrived at the place we've arrived at. I think everybody who's in charge of the game and the direction that footy is going on the field should have a good listen to that. Mm. I think, do we agree we've gone, as Bucks sort of said in there, there's no turning back, is there?
There's no turning back.
There's no giving a bit back to...
I don't think so.
No. So this is what we are left with.
I don't think it's quite as extreme as that. I think that there is always going to be a situation where an accident can happen, but if it happens in a tackling situation, I agree with Bucks, it's probably the way it's going to be. But on this particular incident, I can see why there would be some sympathy for Higgins, because I, unlike you two guys, when we debated this yesterday, didn't see a particularly bad technique. Mm. He held one arm, yes, the guy's got the ball on the other arm, but as you said, as Bucks mentioned, when you're tackling, you're trying to not allow the player to make a disposal.
Yeah, yeah.
And he pulls him down, in my judgment, rather than sling him, and there was an unfortunate accident.
No.
Yeah, there was an unfortunate accident that took place. So I think he's very, very stiff. So, but I don't understand, if you're saying that you're just going to deal with the consequence, then how, as a player, do you deal with that? I think you've got to put in place rules to say, well, this is an appropriate tackle, and if an accident happens, well, an accident happens. Mm. And to me, he's on the margins, but you could argue that he did nothing wrong, Higgins, in this situation. So I think that just to say because someone's got hurt in a tackle and it's a head injury and it's a concussion, which we all acknowledge, we've got to do our absolute very best. But to not have a provision to say that an accident can happen when you've fundamentally done the right thing, because what do you want Higgins to do in that circumstance?
Let go of the arm.
But he only had one arm.
Yeah, let go.
Yeah, you got to let go because he's trying
but
to.
But he's got the other arm. He doesn't know how he's going
to.
But Higgins doesn't know what's happened
to the other
arm.
Our opinion. We're
not having an argument
with
the
AFL. Will argue.
Yeah, we're not arguing with you. This is what the game demands of the player.
Well, if fundamentally you're going to say that, and each and every time you cannot in any circumstances tackle and bring someone to the floor, to the ground, with if you've got their arms restricted. How can you make that call in the heat of the moment where he might trip? You've just grabbed him. Is it really you that's brought him down and he's hit his head? Has he just been off balance and he's come down and you had an arm? I think that that's can be a little unfair on the player that's going in to tackle.
Well, I think that's where this one is different. He's actually trying to kick the footy. Most of the...
But Higgins doesn't know that.
No, but most of the dangerous tackles or sling tackles we've seen, that the player's not kicking the ball. You're bringing that player to ground. I think the fact that he tries to kick the ball actually changes it. It makes it harder for Jack Higgins. I don't think if he tried to kick that, his head was going to hit the ground. I don't think he was going to bring him down in that direction. But have we got more sympathy here because... Do we not think this is a reportable offence?
Well, that's...
Or are we going, this can't be 3 weeks? So 3 weeks for that is really hard.
Well, so we are conditioned to look for certain actions. And if you look and you find the certain actions, the player is in trouble. Now, arm held, couldn't brace, head hits ground, concussed. The tick, tick. So, and automatically, we look at that and go, Higgins has got a... is in a difficult position to get out of this. But if this one is unusual, and then I wonder whether, because it's all or nothing. I don't think he's going to get it downgraded.
No, I don't think he can.
So it's either...
It's reportable or not.
Charge thrown out. Correct. Because of all the mitigating factors that we're talking about here, the Bucks is lamenting and Gaze is highlighting. Is there... You follow this better, closer than we do. Is there grounds, do you think? Is there grounds tonight for the tribunal to hear a well-argued case that this was not a reportable incident?
I think it's unlikely.
Okay.
It's unlikely.
Based on the rules, as I understand it, you'd have to... You might put it forward to say, well, here's an example of why the rules need to be looked at. But based on the rules, I don't think there is an option. But if that is the case, right now, if you're coaching, your instructions are... You're in the lap of the gods of something untoward happening, or do not, when you tackle, bring someone to ground. Now, how can you... That goes against what I think...
Yeah, it's very hard.
Because if you tackle someone...
No, I understand. I agree with
and
you.
And they go to ground based on that. Now, I understand it's on the margins a little, but based on that, if they hurt themselves, in particularly the head, you're in trouble.
You'd like to see... I don't think they would do it tonight, but with the Charlie Cameron one, I know there was the good bloke clause, but they also did say it was on the real lower end of careless.
Yeah, yeah.
Which I feel this one is. Could that knock a week off it, potentially? I don't think so, but if he's guilty, I sort of understand it, but 3 weeks for that one. I understand if there's a concussion, it gets graded severely or high, but it doesn't feel like a 3 week of that tackle.
But even Bucks's commentary around the recent history with the Lear and whether that was factored into the way he was treated within the Port Adelaide camp.
Well, it deals with the consequences. It doesn't deal with the act.
No, but you're 100%.
But it affects the impact, potentially.
Yeah, but it's still the act. The rules are, it's still the act.
So is it good?
What's happened with the consequences is causing the suspension.
Is it good for footy? Is it good for footy if Higgins gets off tonight?
That's a very interesting question.
Or does it just create more confusion?
I think it creates more confusion.
Well, does it or does it? Is it just making a statement now to say, here is an example which you thought... You might have been there. Might if there's any confusion now, you bring someone to ground and they hit their head, and you're tackling them, then you're going to be in trouble.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. I think it would if he got off tonight, then there's confusion.
Ah, right. Okay.
That's what I think.
Yeah. So we'll wait and see.
Almost feel like you wish this was under the old tribunal system where there was no points table, and you just went up and argued your case, and they'd say, just miss a week, Jack. I just don't think 3 weeks feels right. No, when you see some of the other tackles that have been dangerous tackles that have got 3 weeks, it doesn't seem the same.
Is the AFL now, take marking contests out of it with the raised knee in the back of the head, right? When we're just talking with tackles, just one player. Is the AFL, are we beyond the concept of accidents happen?
Like tackling?
Are we basically arrived at the point now, because of, as Bucks puts it, the medico-legal realities of the world we're living in and the potential cost, have we arrived at that point that if you tackle, there is almost no way out?
Probably, unless there's real extenuating circumstances. Mm.
Do you feel like that's where we've arrived now?
And if that is the way that they're going to do it, then it's got to be consistent, because we've seen the good character issue come in, and we've seen others. Well, how hurt really was he? Which is what Bucks is alluding to. You almost got to throw a blanket over them all. A little bit hurt doesn't matter. If there is a consequence to this, and you tackle and bring someone to the ground, they're saying, the rules seem to be saying, you're buggered.
Yep.
I'll tell you what annoyed me on the weekend was Matt Crouch in that one with Simpkin, where he almost pointed his head towards the ground and got the free kick. Players can't be doing that.
No, players need to be just...
They need to be called out on that.
Yep. We need to there's probably time for players to start copping fines for that.
Yeah, I agree. That is so dangerous. Unfair on the tackler.
No, it's cynical. And it's opportunistic, and this is too big an issue now for all of the reasons that we're discussing here, for players to be trying it on. You can't be trying that on. You got to be better than that for the sake of everybody in the game. Let's get to the news headlines. Take it or leave it. On the other side is Paul Izzo to join us after 5. We're here for Berwick BMW, committed to standing out from the crowd. Jump into your next Mini at Berwick Mini Garage.